The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Happy Monday morning, guys. Dave Van Auken here. The Dave Van Auken Show, Fight Bananas, and I got so much to say. You did it. You hit the right goddamn button. Here we go. Guys, AJ Fletcher, Dana White Contender Series flying knee, now newly minted UFC welterweight. He's coming on 8 minutes. 8 minutes and 30 seconds, maybe, because I got a lot to say. It's awesome. It's a great conversation. Talk about welterweights. Talk about Lorisenko. We talk about how the hurricane in his hometown, it's epic. It's a absolutely must listen. And if you want to watch it, subscribe to our Fight Bananas YouTube channel and watch the whole damn interview. Guys, Monday morning, off of a un-UFC weekend. But guys, I know my people out there. Hopefully your fantasy football team won. NFL is back. Brady's back. My Buffalo Bills took an L. It happens. But the Kansas City Chiefs, that I bet more money than I want to admit, came back to win for me. I had the money line. I had them teased. I had them parlayed. It's crazy. I'm feeling fantastic. The girls will have any pair of shoes they want in the world. Thank you, Kansas City. And, of course, Patty Mahomes. All right. That out of the way, I got to talk about at least of the combat sports weekend world of what we were in. And that was with Saturday night Triller boxing. First and foremost, Anderson Silva's a goddamn problem. He's still a problem. The GOAT status is just getting higher and higher. Man, I was really excited to see him, what he did to Tito Ortiz. Tito was talking. Anderson was walking. Just, it was unreal. I thought it was a great, great little, pivot. It was awesome. Anderson's the real thing. One day I got to see Anderson take care of one of these Paul brothers. And that course that leads us into the main event, and this is where I kind of want to go with it. You know me, I'm always bringing it back to the fam, always bringing it back to the analogies. It was great. We had a family, one of our nephews, turned 5 years old, Daytona Beach, Florida. And what we do as a family, we all went to the beach. Cupcakes. Really nice roast beef sandwiches, by the way, A+. Drinks. It was a beautiful Sunday morning, afternoon, right before football. The weather was great. The kids were having fun, digging holes, and then swimming, right? We're in the beach. The wife and I, we got the girls. We're holding the girls. But, you know, our son Dylan, who's 4, he's getting a little, you know, he can do his thing. He's getting a little adventurous. He's moving. He's jumping in the waves. So as a parent, I have to, every 30 seconds, every minute, just kind of, Dylan, come on back, buddy. Come on back, Dylan. Come on back. Don't go too far. I have to parent my son, right? Does that make sense? Everyone's with me? Why wasn't Evander Holyfield parented? Because that was a lack. That was a shameful. That was a disgusting. I don't even know what to call it. A match, a fight, a circus. I don't even know what we saw. For one who, I don't mind the whole. There's a avenue for what they're doing over there at Triller. There's an avenue if Vitor Belfort wants to come back and box. There's an avenue for what Anderson, the Spider Silva's doing. And I'm down with that. The Paul brothers, we'll get into that. But I understand there's avenues and I'm with it. But there does become a time when age is a legitimate thing and it becomes a little bit too scary. I was at Fusion XL Performance on Saturday and seeing the sparring sessions and seeing what these men and women, what they put their freaking bodies through. War on a given Saturday in September? I'm seeing the dragon, the Yoda Machida, 4 steps ahead of me doing insane work. So at 60, almost 60 years old, guys, someone has to help Evander. If it's the commission, his agent, a significant other, a son, someone's got to jump in and say, Evander, maybe you shouldn't be doing this. And then, okay, if Evander wants to do something fun against another late elderly gentleman, maybe with some gear, I don't know, but maybe something a little bit less and with a full training camp, maybe a little bit something different. Okay, maybe. Guys, Vitor Belfort was what? He was just fighting at the highest level a couple years ago. And I don't know if you saw Vitor Belfort. I think the Juicy Juice over there is still, grape. And he still looked in phenomenal shape. Evander Holyfield took that fight on short notice. We talk about the UFC fighters. That was one of our threads last week and 2 weeks ago about Kevin Gastelum taking the short notice fight. What would that do? I talked to GM3 about it. Gerald Marshart, go in the archives, go get it. Like, short notice fights is a real deal. And a lot of UFC fighters fucking pass on him. They don't want anything to do with it. It's too much. It's too risky for the career. Their bodies are not right. They're not ready to peak. And these are the best athlete, the most in gear with their body, the greatest athletic specimens I've seen in my freaking life. All these UFC fighters. They're insane. Their cardio, they're absolute monsters. They freaking chew nails. They're insane. And they pass. And Evander Holyfield, almost at the age of 60, accepts. Oh, what are we doing here, guys? Like, what, Triller, what are you freaking doing? Really, you guys are this close from a death. Am I too hyperbolic? Am I over the hill on this? And if I am, tell me. Come at me, guys. Dave Van Auken, social media platforms, DMs wide open, slide in. I think that was disgusting. If they keep, the stove is almost hot. You put your hand on, you're almost hot. Sooner or later, your hand will get burnt. Triller is going to screw themselves sooner or later if they keep on doing bullshit like they did this past weekend. Evander Holyfield should have not been in that ring. .com, period, the end, see you later. The commission, someone in Orvander's camp, someone at Triller should not even have thrown out the idea to him. That shouldn't even been an option. There are other, aging veterans, there are other boxing stars, MMA stars, guys, they could have had funky Ben Askren do it. Like, you know what I mean? They could have had somebody else do it. They needed almost 60-year-old Evander Holyfield. Are you freaking kidding me? It's ridiculous. It's sickening. It's sad. Okay, rant over. I'm sorry. And guys, you know me, I'm the most positive guy in the MMA industry. And you're going to hear it with our conversation with AJ Fletcher, the ghost. Dana White Contender Series gets the contract. To me, is a budding superstar. He is 9-0. The man does not know how to freaking lose. It's not in his dictionary yet. He doesn't know what that is. I asked him to spell the word lose. He did not know where the S goes. AJ Fletcher, I'm Dave Van Auken. This is Fight Bananas. Let's freaking go. Guys, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, podcast coming out every single day. We are churning content right now here at the Dave Van Auken Show. And let's go right now, start the week off with a phenomenal conversation with the newly minted UFC welterweight, AJ Fletcher. Supported by Daniel Martinez, the law offices of Daniel Martinez. I solve problems. Guys, give him a call at any time at 877-5-RIGHTS. That's 877-5-RIGHTS. Or check out the website at martinez.law. Daniel Martinez, the law offices of Daniel Martinez, in your corner. 877-5-RIGHTS. All right, here we go, guys. The red light is on. Dave Van Auken, Fight Bananas. I'm here with newly minted UFC fighter now. I can say that. I can put that UFC in front. AJ Fletcher, how you doing, my man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, dude. Incredible. What a wild 10, 15 days for you. Let's kind of start there. Let's start before. We'll kind of hit the moment, some stuff afterwards, some kind of fun questions afterwards. How was that 2-3 days before Contender Series? What kind of thing? I love it. It's on a Tuesday night. It's great for people, fans in the MMA world. But as a fighter, always kind of fighting on the weekend and feeling the weekend, was it a little bit off? Was it a little bit weird for you?
It wasn't really. I just had to, I mean, I had to make plans before. You know, we got out there the Wednesday before the fight, so about 6 days out. And we stayed in a little Airbnb. And Saturday before the fight, we switched over to the fighter hotel and got adjusted to that and all. But yeah, man, fighting on Tuesday was weird. It was, I mean, obviously everything stays the same. You just got to figure out like your normal landmarks that you hit, right? For a weight cut or for cutting certain things out of your diet or for how you taper down training leading up to a fight. All that kind of changes a little bit with, you know, with the Tuesday date. You just got to adjust the days and all that. But yeah, there was a lot to get adjusted to, you know, my first time like flying out to Vegas and getting adjusted to the time change and having to fight. The heat out there is really weird, dude. So I would we would go out to like do runs and trail runs and all that. And yeah. I'd be thinking like I wasn't sweating at all. Like I look down, usually, dude, I'm pouring sweat. But right. I look down at my arms like after like 30 minutes of work and I'm like, bro, I ain't dropping nothing. So then I go weigh myself and I've lost like 3 pounds or 4 pounds. It's so dry out there that it sucks it right out of you, dude. It's crazy. But yeah, things to get adjusted to, but it was good, man. It was a good experience.
It's so funny you said that. 2 weeks ago was my birthday, and dude, 36 years young, still vibing, still doing my thing. Yeah, man. And one thing I've always wanted to do and just never done, and I'm a Daytona Beach guy. I live in Daytona Beach. I live at the beach. I've never jet skied my whole life, just never jet skied. So my wife has a couple times. So for my birthday, she's like, Dave, we're going out. We're going to go jet skiing. I'm like, dude, awesome. Best thing ever. So we go out there. I'm doing my thing. And it's kind of funny you say that, like, the wind's a real factor. Like the going 45 miles an hour on the ocean, you know, it was something coming at you. So like when you said that, it just took me back right to that moment. It's a real thing.
Oh, absolutely. Bro, my dad is going to be, if he watches this, he's going to be so pumped you said that. We've been jet skiing since I was little. That's our thing. We go out to the river and get some snacks and all, go jet skiing. Yeah. And, you know, I usually try to hop some waves and stuff, which probably isn't the, you know, greatest thing, but it's fun. No, jet skiing is a good time, man.
And I would say I'm a little bit more of the adventurous type. I like to travel, do stuff. My wife's the best wife ever, you know, best mom ever. We got so many kids running around the house, but she's out there jet skiing. She's flying by me. She's going 55 miles an hour. And then we're at a river, but it was like during the day. Like we didn't go on a weekend because it's busy as crap. So we just went during the day and one boat went by and it went all these waves. So like I go around it to like kind of not mess with it. My wife goes right over the waves. She's trying to like wave ride. I'm like, babe, like I thought we were going to the hospital. You know what I mean?
You know you married a pro out there, bro.
I know. X Games, Sean White, you know what I mean? But so flying out to Vegas, we talked about that. Tell me about the last day or 2 days, then you kind of walk through, you kind of go to the apex for the first time or second time, and it's like, I'm here. Like, you see all those Ultimate Fighter jerseys, you see the octagon, and it's just unique and different. Tell me about that kind of moment of like, holy shit, guys, we're here, I'm here.
Yeah, so we actually didn't go to the apex, or the PI was closed down because they had fights that weekend on that Saturday, right?
Yeah,
so we couldn't go in and do any training in the apex or the PI or anything. So our first time actually heading out to the apex where we fought was on fight night. You know, you get there and they've got it all, you know, they've got their system down, bro. You step off the bus, you're going here, you're meeting this doctor, you're doing this thing, you're going to this room, you're going here, boom, boom, boom. But luckily whenever we did the promo shoots and all for the little videos, they flew us out back in July. So I've gotten to kind of see the apex, and I've been to the PI, I guess about 2 years ago with Max Griffin and Anthony Hernandez and them. And I got to see that a little bit, but man, as far as like getting to the apex before and all, man, it was real just run and gun. Like, hey, we're here. Here's your little room. Do your thing. And you're going to fight in an hour and a half as soon as you get there. The kind of lead up the day, say like Saturday, Sunday, those were like the main weight cut days. Mostly Sunday. And then Sunday night we had the Jake Paul fight. So I was cutting weight in my little portable sauna in my little room, watching that and trying to will Tyron on to a victory. But
I know. Hey. We tried, man. Us MMA community, and like, oh man, I'm watching the fight just like, come on. Like I'm just like pushing the TV to try, man.
Right. Crazy. Dude, I had some little chest pains, bro, watching it. I was like, man, it could be Tyron. It could be the weight cut. No, it's Tyron. Come on, bro.
Yeah. And man, 24 years young, weight cut still great. No problems there at all.
Oh yeah. Now if I had to make 55, we might have to chop a leg off or something. You know, I've got dense bones, but 170, yeah. We good, bro. I went, I think I had 10 pounds on Sunday to do. And then going into Monday, it was like less than a pound the morning of, which is like,
bro, wow. Perfect. Real smooth. Yeah, that's great. That's great. So of course, Contender Series, which is my favorite 2 hours of the week. I love Saturday. Of course, pay-per-views are great. I don't know. There's something connective that I love about the Contender Series. It's so real and organic. And it's not, to me, like, I'm a football guy too. So it's like, it's the NFL draft and the Super Bowl. It's like something you can get drafted into the UFC, but it's the biggest fight of your life. There's like this weird connection there to it. And I love it. I'm a huge thing of it. And even if you win the fight, that doesn't mean you get a contract. And it's like a weird thing. But Uncle Dana has been kind of handing them out. You know, he's like Oprah Winfrey. He's like, you get a contract. But, bro, you get that flying knee. You get it pretty quick. You know, easily the best moment knockout of the show so far this year. Did you kind of have a feeling as soon as you kind of got it, you'd be like, damn, I got it. Like, I got the contract. I got the win. I feel good about the win. But shit, I did it. I got the contract.
You know, you kind of feel it, but dude, to be honest, I didn't realize you're like, as soon as you're doing all that stuff, it's like you're going to get checked out by the doctor, you're going to do this, yeah. So finally, after we did all that, like the first little round of like the camera stuff and the doctor checkouts and going to the back and grabbing like a little ham sandwich or whatever, we got to go watch the rest of the fights. And Forrest Griffin was actually there, and him and Tim are pretty good buddies. So we got to kind of shoot the shit with Forrest and Tim and my cornerman, Elliot. And I think in that moment, whenever I was kind of able to just sit and watch the other fights, I was like, damn, that really happened. Like if I'm a promoter, I don't know what else you want, you know? So I had a feeling that, you know, it might happen and all. And then, you know, hearing Dana say he thought it should be number one on SportsCenter top 10 and all that, like, you dream of all that stuff, dude. Like, if you write it, if I wrote it down on a piece of paper, like, exactly how would you plan it out? Like, you get punched maybe once or twice, you know, you get it in the first round, you flying knee, Dana says this, you're the first fight of the night on the first episode of the season. Like, all these things, if you were to ask me to, like, draw the perfect scenario, it would be that. So for it to play out like that, I'm still trying to wrap my head around it, to be honest.
That's awesome, brother. And, like, with all combat sports or all sports together, there's always these magical moments. And I would assume you probably watched it 50 times. It was incredible. And Laura Senko was so on this. You get the flying knee and everyone back home is going crazy. They're going bananas and like watching it. And like I said, like, I know you just a little bit, but I'm rooting for AJ Fletcher, icon. We did a thing before and I'm like, let's go. These people are going crazy. And it was just like, people connected with you right away with that moment. I was like, dude, that is like magical. They got that. And one of those things, UFC are no dummies. They're storytellers. And that goes with your story now. Like, I can see your first fight in the UFC. That's a part of it. I thought it was a special moment. And, you know, how great is it to kind of have that special moment back home from the reaction from the family and friends and fans?
Yeah, man, it was wild, especially considering, you know, all the circumstances that were going on and really kind of still all in Louisiana at the moment. The next day we flew back and went to my aunt's house and stuff. And they, you know, they watched the fight amidst not having power, amidst, you know, trees literally being on their house. And like, it's you're hearing the stories of them like trying to find it on their phone while there's like hurricane winds going on, dude. It's crazy.
Wow.
But yeah. And then seeing the video of the guys at the house, like just knowing that people took the time out of their day, maybe without power, maybe without whatever. And to take the time to go to somewhere, you know, a place like the house and support you and go nuts whenever it all happens. It's just, I don't know, man. I'm still kind of over the moon. I'm grateful for everybody that's, you know, gotten to see little bits of the journey and maybe that's on the journey now, but I've had a lot of people that have supported me, you know, pretty much the whole way through. Whenever I started this, you know, it was something different than I had really done in the past. I played traditional team sports and, you know, was good at that and made a lot of friends and a lot of connections through there. But to go into something like MMA and have, you know, a lot of people around, you'd be like, yeah, you know, I could see you actually being kind of successful at that, like almost from the jump. And, you know, obviously, you know, you hit your bumps in the road and all that, but to have a steady support system throughout the way and to see them react like that, you know, man, it's, again, I'm over the moon, dude. I'm on cloud nine.
That's awesome. I could see an old couple back home, right? The hurricane's going on and there's no power. So there's only like 12% on their phone. And the husband's got it. He's got it on ESPN Plus. He's watching his phone. His wife's yelling at him. He's like, we need the battery. You got to save this for a flashlight at night. He's like, honey, I got AJ Fletcher coming on ESPN Plus. Come on now.
Bro, I heard stories of people hooking their generators up. I heard stories of people watching on their phone, like screaming in the dark and stuff, yeah, running around. Like it's. I saw a little kid do a backflip at the gym. Like crazy.
That's
bro.
Awesome. Great. That's awesome. And then coming from your contender series, like Wednesday morning, was to me, it was all about AJ Fletcher. And then also a lot about Laura Senko. We love Laura Senko. She's been on the show multiple times, talked to her. And, you know, she took over the commentary booth and she just got a ton of buzz. How cool was it to be a part of kind of that process of she was very, very high on AJ Fletcher and just to kind of see all the momentum for Laura?
Yeah, no, it was wild. I didn't know till like whenever I was watching the end of the fights, exactly what all she was doing. Like I'd watch her, like, you know, announce your name, announce the winner in the cage, literally run in heels off the stairs to like go get back and then come back for the color commentary. I'm like, what? Like, dude, she's a gangster, bro. I couldn't imagine doing that. To see people like that with that, like that attitude of like, go and get it, like just all around the sport, whether you're fighters or whether you're somebody like yourself, who's, you know, in the media, or whether you're somebody like Laura, who's, you know, there on fight night doing color commentary and 90 other things, to see people that fire to always like try to add more to the plate and always try to like improve themselves and, you know, find that next level. It's, I mean, you draw from that, you know, it's inspiring, like being around people like that, the whole MMA community. I feel like it shines a light on people like that and it rewards people like that. And yeah, for sure, to be around that, to see that and to see the buzz she got from it. It's pretty cool for sure.
It is, and like on a UFC pay-per-view, so they got Bruce Buffer doing the, you know, announcing in the ring. They got Megan Oliva in the back doing like the, you know, the interviews. And then they got Joe Rogan doing the color commentary. On Tuesday, Laura Senko does all three of those mothers. You know, she's a gangster.
Jill of all trades right there. That's for sure.
Dude, love it. A welterweight is yourself. Big welterweight championship match got announced towards the end of the year, November, Madison Square Garden. I think they can use a little AJ Fletcher love on the prelims. Just throwing it out there, Uncle Dana, throwing it out there. Would love your take, though. You know, that was probably Usman's toughest challenge to date. Do you think Usman gets the job done again and continues his reign? Or do you think Covington can get the leg up and maybe, you know, end new?
I think so, man. I think when Usman fought Masvidal, I think he showed, you know, a lot of growth in his striking game. And the first fight, first Masvidal, was, he obviously had, you know, a big wrestling, bit of a wrestling advantage, I would say. And to show growth like that from the first to second fight, I'm excited to see what he brings from the first Covington fight to this next one. I think the striking is going to be even, I'd say it was probably like even, you know, the first round or the first fight. And then Usman, the power kind of just carried him through and he found some good openings and all. I don't know. I'm excited to see how it plays out. I love Covington's style for 170. You don't see that many volume guys at 170. So to watch him go to work and to watch him keep that volume and keep that pace, it's beautiful to watch. It really is. So I don't know. I'm interested to see how Usman kind of tames that volume, if Colby's able to throw that volume in the face of all the power that Usman has. And also I don't know. I don't think it's going to go to wrestling too much. I think we might see it, but I think they're going to kind of neutralize each other out. But no, dude, I'm pumped to see how it plays out.
Yeah, it's a great fight. Like the first fight, everyone went into it. It's like, who's going to win the wrestling battle, kind of the grappling battle? And they're like, no, it was a kickboxing match for 23 minutes. Like they just didn't go there. And like you said, I feel both men felt they were doing enough. A lot of people, a lot of judges, a lot of MMA media members had it 2-2 going into the fifth. Yeah. It was like, Usman had the better, more powerful shots. But like you said, Covington was just getting off more. Like he would throw three or four, maybe C plus B minus shots. And Usman would throw one A minus or A shot. So it's one of those things. What do you prefer? And the judges, and you never know. That fight was close. It was a great fight. It's kind of like, in a weird way, it's an underrated fight. To, you know, a lot of great fights have happened. The fight doesn't get talked about enough. It's a classic. It's awesome.
Yeah, and dude, you got to see Kobe's that, as much, you know, shit as he talks, dude's got that dog in him, and so
he does.
And so
yeah, he can go. He can go. All right, so you've been back. You're back home. You know, you're probably, I would assume, you're going to get back into it soon, and you know, the gym and all that. What's one thing you did, done, you know, now UFC signed? Did you buy something for someone? Did you eat three DQ blizzards? Like, what was one thing you did? We're like, hey, people, what was like a thing or two you did? You're like, okay, I fucking deserve it. I've been at this thing for years. You fought five times in the last 370 days, five wins, an incredible run during a global pandemic. It's like, AJ, like, you deserve something. What was something you got on the docket?
So I tore up some wings, tore up some pizza, had a burger the night of the fight, had a milkshake the night of the fight. What else? Had a little bit of beer, you know, a little bit of the spirits. But in terms of like buying anything, bro, I'm usually pretty cheap. Like, I think I bought, I don't know if you can, let's see. I got a big old bean bag right here.
There so you
I
go.
I got another one of them things, but bro, this one's memory foam. So about to be next level, but that's about it, dude. I got a bean bag and we ain't balling just yet. So we gotta, I think I gotta do five more fights and maybe we'll get like, you know,
there you go.
Something like that.
It's the second deal. Every UFC guy says, you know, Phil Rowe goes, the first deal's good. It's the second deal that you can really, you know, start putting some stuff away. AJ Fletcher, man, insane, great run, 9-0, don't know how to lose, incredible flying knee, one of the moments so far in 2021 in all of MMA, just awesome, man, just super cool shit, just keep it grinding, we'll keep watching you from afar, and yeah, man, we'll get back on it soon, man, continued success, AJ, man, just proud from afar, dude.
Thank you, bro, appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man, we'll talk soon, all right, brother?
Sounds good, dude.
Percent of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.